Good morning, dear. Today we are going to travel back in time, not just a few hundred years, but over 5,000 years. We are exploring the birth of city life and writing in a place called Mesopotamia. Now, does anyone know where Mesopotamia is on a modern map? It is part of the Republic of Iraq. The name itself comes from two Greek words, mesos, meaning middle, and potamos, meaning river. This is because it was the land between two great rivers, the Euphrates and the Tigris. This region is famous for its prosperity, its massive cities, and its incredible contributions to mathematics and astronomy. Imagine a land of many faces. In the northeast, you have green, undulating plains that rise up into tree-covered mountain ranges with clear streams and wild flowers. There was enough rain there to grow crops, with agriculture starting as early as 7,000 to 6,000 BCE. To the north, there's a stretch of upland called a steppe, where people didn't farm as much, but instead herded sheep and goats. But the real magic happened in the south. The south was actually a desert, and yet this is where the first cities emerged. Why? Because the rivers Euphrates and Tigris brought down fertile silt, very fine mud, from the mountains. When these rivers flooded, or when their water was let out into the fields, this silt acted as a natural fertilizer, making the soil incredibly rich. In fact, the agriculture of southern Mesopotamia was the most productive in the ancient world, even though there wasn't enough rain to grow crops on its own. Why cities grew, more than just farming. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking cities grew just because there was a lot of food. Urban economies develop when people start doing more than just growing food. Imagine you are a craftsman in a city. You need fuel, metal, and stones for your work, but you don't know where to get them. You have to depend on others. This created a social organization where people had to trade, keep records, and coordinate with each other. Mesopotamia was food rich but mineral poor. They had very little stone for tools, no metal for ornaments, and the wood from their local palm trees wasn't good enough for making carts or boats. So they traded their abundant textiles and agricultural produce for wood, copper, tin, silver, gold, and various stones from Turkey, Iran, or across the Gulf. To make this work, they needed efficient transport. The cheapest way was over water. Riverboats or barges propelled by the current or wind were much more efficient than feeding animals to pull carts. This complex trade and city life created a big problem. How do you remember who owes what? This is why writing began. The first Mesopotamian tablets, written around 3200 BCE, contained picture-like signs and numbers representing things like oxen, fish, and bread loaves. But they didn't have paper. Instead, they used clay tablets. A scribe would take wet clay, smoothen it, and use the sharp end of a reed to press wedge-shaped signs into the smooth surface. This style of writing is called cuneiform, from the Latin words cuneus, meaning wedge, and forma, meaning shape. Once the tablet dried in the sun, it became almost indestructible. If you needed to record a new transaction, you had to start a new tablet, because you couldn't add to a dry one. Writing was a very skilled craft. Literacy was actually quite low because there were hundreds of signs to learn and many were complex. If a king could read, he made sure everyone knew it by recording it in his inscriptions. As settlements grew, temples became the center of city life. The earliest temples were small shrines made of unbaked bricks, but over time they became massive structures with open courtyards. They were the residences of various gods, like the moon god of Ur or Inanna, the goddess of love and war. The temple wasn't just for prayer, it was the main urban institution. It was where grain was ground, spinning was done, and records of the community's resources were kept. Eventually, powerful chiefs who were successful in war began to use their loot to beautify these temples and gain high status. This led to a ruling elite that lived in luxury, buried with gold vessels and precious stones. Let's look at two different types of cities. First, there's Ur, one of the earliest excavated cities. Interestingly, Ur didn't have town planning like we see today. The streets were narrow and winding, so much so that carts couldn't reach many houses. People even swept their household rubbish into the streets, which made the street levels rise over time. They also had interesting superstitions. For example, a front door that didn't open towards another house was considered lucky. Then we have Mari, which was a royal capital and a major trading town. It was located upstream on the Euphrates in a zone where both farmers and herders lived. This led to a mix of cooperation and conflict. Herders would trade cheese and leather for grain and metal tools, but sometimes they would raid villages or block farmers from accessing the river. Mari was famous for its palace of King Zimrilim, which had 260 rooms and was so magnificent that minor kings came from far away just to see it. Before we finish, let's talk about why we still care about Mesopotamia today. They were geniuses at mathematics and science. They gave us the division of the year into 12 months. They divided the day into 24 hours and the hour into 60 minutes. They even created multiplication and division tables and worked out the square root of 2. Even after their cities were destroyed, their literature lived on. The Epic of Gilgamesh, a story about a hero who ruled Uruk, reminds us of the pride they felt in their city life. To see if you were listening, I have a few questions for you. Question 1. Why was the desert in the south able to support large cities? Answer, the Euphrates and Tigris rivers carried fertile silt from the mountains. When they flooded or were used for irrigation, this silt acted as a natural fertilizer, making the soil incredibly productive. Question 2. How did a Mesopotamian scribe write on a clay tablet? Answer, he would take wet clay, smoothen it, and use the sharp end of a reed to press wedge-shaped signs into the smooth surface. It was then dried in the sun to become permanent. Question 3. Why was water transport so important for the Mesopotamian economy? Answer, it was the cheapest and most efficient way to move heavy goods like grain or charcoal. Animals needed to be fed, which made land transport much more expensive than using riverboats or barges. Question 4. What was unique about the streets of the city of Ur? Answer, they were narrow and winding, meaning supply carts couldn't reach the houses. Also, people threw their household rubbish into the streets, which made the street levels rise over years. Question 5. Name one mathematical contribution of the Mesopotamians that we still use today. Answer, the division of time. They divided the year into 12 months, the day into 24 hours, and the hour into 60 minutes. Think of a Mesopotamian temple like a modern community hub combined with a city hall. It wasn't just a place of worship, it was the brain of the city where the economy was managed, food was processed, and everyone's records were safely stored on clay tablets. Hope you understand the discussion.